Learn Cantonese Daily by Unsperlang. Day 200, the different usages of fun. This would be really helpful if you have the course transcript, because then you can see the different characters applied here. So the first fun is used in phrases that have a meaning of back. To come back. Fan lei. Fan lei. To come back home. Fan okay. Fan okay. For this year's Christmas, I'm not returning home. 今年嘅聖誕節我唔返屋企。今年嘅聖誕節我唔返屋企。 今年 for this year, 嘅 for 聖誕節 Christmas, I'm not returning home. 我唔返屋企。 And the second 翻 is used in situations that mean overturn. I want to renovate my house.
我想翻新我间屋。我想翻新我间屋。
So 翻新 here is to renovate. 我间屋 is my house. 间 is usually a classifier for buildings or houses. And that same fun character is also used after a verb to signify reaching a more desirable state. So he was sick for a long time, and now he's eating again.
佢病咗好耐，而家食翻嘢。佢病咗好耐，而家食翻嘢。
So after being sick for a long time,
病咗好耐。
而家食翻嘢, so being able to eat again is a desirable state here. So that's why we add 翻 after the verb to eat, 食. And the third 翻 is often used as a measure word, which isn't as commonly used as the first two 翻s. So a dedicated effort.
一番心機,
so fan is the measure word or classifier for some gay effort. My friend put a lot of effort to make a cake.
我朋友一番心機整咗一個蛋糕。我朋友一番心機整咗一個蛋糕。So
it's perfectly fine to go with the sentence just by saying
我朋友整咗一個蛋糕,
which means my friend made the cake. But adding 一番心機 here really means, oh, he put a lot of effort making the cake, so therefore maybe don't waste it. So usually there is a little bit more implication after using 一番心機. And to do something with a painstaking effort is
一番苦心。一番苦心。
Don't be angry, he did it with a painstaking effort.
你冇嬲啦，佢一番苦心。你冇嬲啦，佢一番苦心。Thanks
so much for listening, and here we are wrapping up to day 200 of this podcast. As always, if you would like to see the lesson transcripts, you can do so at inspirlang.com/cantopod. And our Zoom classes are also available at inspirlang.com/zoom. So hopefully you can find a class that is suitable to your level. Also, if you have a question that you would like to ask in the podcast, you can do that at inspirlang.com/ask. That being said, stay well, and I will see you in the next episode.
下次见啦, bye bye.